best periods of the year, and December's probably one of our worst end of the day. So just, you know, we must have just got comfortable and didn't, we didn't get our feet moving. Second.
That happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Because we can't afford to be comfortable as a team right now, so.
What?
Definitely this one.
Why do you think the message does not get through, or the focus does not remain, given the fact that this isn't the first time that you've had up and down momentum shifts, you know, between periods?
Yeah, and our second period's actually been good lately. That was, we actually, when I came here, the first were rough, and the seconds, or the second was bad, and the first were fine, and then we fixed the first, or the second, and then wanted to go back and fix the first. And we thought we did tonight. We had a good good start, I thought. We had scoring chances were in our favor in the first for sure, and then the second period turned around. So it was, again, it was just not doing what we needed to do in execution, coming out and knowing that, you know, they were going to have a better period. So don't have the answer to that yet.
And in the end, if you can get a power play goal, which they did, they won the game on a power play goal, but if you get one, they don't get the opportunity to do that.
No question.
What did you see on your power play? I mean, as far as today, you had a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, we had a couple of opportunities, and there was, I mean, I think we were better in some areas, but still not as good as we need to be, for sure.
You see,
that's got to be a difference maker in the game.
You see a puck go in off of Jordan's glove. It's got to be kind of, here we go again, the bounce is just not going.
No, that's how it is. We lost a draw to start that. So it's just, you got to work to get your bounces. And that's a tough one, but that's how the game goes. We'll get bounces down the road.
Your thoughts on Leno, especially the first period? He seemed to have quite a bit of time.
Yeah, he was, I thought he, you know, the first game the whole season. So he's been sitting out quite a long time. So I liked what I saw tonight. Puck possession. And some of the things that he can do, I thought he did a good job with.
How key is it going to be for him trying back-to-back to see how it handles?
That'll be the next, you know, his next test here to go in Washington tomorrow. We have a little bit more of a rest time here, being a 3 o'clock game. But, you know, that was, you know, some of the reason why we wanted to make sure he was ready to go and as fit as he could possibly be in games, you know, game-type experience and practice. So. So we hope he can put that game back together, you know, back-to-back nights.
Would Dennis back through that line seem to give you guys some energy, especially early on?
Yeah, Henry was moving his feet. I thought, you know, Otter is obviously always going in physical presence and moving his feet and making things happen. And, you know, I thought they did a good job for us tonight. You know, and there wasn't, I thought with the way we had our lines tonight, that there wasn't any line that we didn't really, you know, I don't know that you could say there was a second or a fourth or a first tonight. You know, I was comfortable in the sense that, you know, we felt good about all the lines and what they could do. Even Yoakum's line with obviously Gerby and Stafford on it was a good line for us. So.
Dennis appeared to be shaken up a little bit late. Is he okay? Or?
Yeah, he'll be fine. A little sore.
Andre, is he okay?
What's that?
Is he okay?
Yeah, Andre, we're evaluating still, upper body. We'll see how sore he is in the morning.
Or is it investment? Just have one with you?
Possibly here. We haven't made the call yet, but possibly.
How important is it for a player like Drew to get two goals in a game? Especially, you know, he had a rough start of the year.
Yeah, it was obviously good for him confidence-wise, and I liked, you know, his first goal, where he was getting to the net. And the first one was definitely things that he's got to continue to do. And then the second one was just getting pucks at the goal. You know, it's amazing, and we have to do that more as a team. Let's get more pucks there. We pass up a lot of shots for a better player right now, and we can't afford to do that. Thank you.